I'm with Chris from EA Analytics, and I want to ask Chris what he would recommend to estate agents on how to beat cheap fees. Talk to me.
Cheap fees, yes.
You've been around the block a few
times. I have indeed. And my answer might create a few haters, but I never, ever, ever folded to cheap fees. There's so many.
That's very easy to say.
Yeah,
Chris.
Very easy to say. But, you know, if anyone wants to dig into the records, they're there, they stand. You know, I had a good record of going into areas where people simply couldn't get 1% or more, and, you know, within weeks, months, turn that into a 2% average branch, you know, quite easily. And it goes back to what you said earlier about asking. Okay, first of all, need to learn to ask for the fee. But it goes, it's not always that easy. It does go back further than that. Now,
is that an attitude thing or a training thing or both?
Both attitude and training. I was starting to say about there's so many different ways to skin a cat, right? And so many different ways to get your fee. And I think a lot of us as estate agents just always employ the same method. And that's leaving the fee question right to the end. Okay, so, you know, the fee generation starts way before you meet the person. Okay, way before you meet the vendor. It starts with the first interaction with your company. It starts with your website. It starts with the first phone call that they make to you. How have you handled it? Did you handle it exactly the same as everyone else? Yes? Then they've put you in the same basket. Did you handle it slightly differently? Okay, you're now over here. Then, what about the time in between booking the valuation and actually turning up?
Very good friend of mine, Chris Rosendale, he actually, when he does the free val, takes the free val pack to the punter and actually knocks on the door, here's your pack, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, love.
That's exactly what you should be doing. Exactly, you know, and don't try and be cheap and put it through the letterbox.
Knock on the door.
Yeah, knock on the door. Introduce yourself, certainly, hand over the pack, let them know how excited you are to meet them and go through, maybe, you know, dropping the fact that you might have spoken to a few people already, maybe, who knows. But, you know, that's adding value to your brand, right? Getting to the property, the valuation, you know, you really need to, at that point, the valuation should just be the cherry on the cake, right? You should have already proven that you're different and that you're worth your fee way before the fee question comes up. I thought you might ask me about this today, and I thought about the answer a bit, and I think what we do as estate agents, and I include myself because I've done it as well, is we assume that sometimes maybe we are different, or that we're better, or that they're not going to say the same thing. I think the assumption you should be making is that the other agent that goes in is just as good as you,
yes,
has said exactly the same thing as you about how great you are and how you sold the one down the road, blah blah blah, okay, and is going to leave the fee question to the end, just like you probably do normally, right?
Yes.
So all things equal, they're exactly the same. Okay, you've built a bit of rapport about this, and they've built a bit of rapport about that, but at the end of the day, you all look the same, you all say the same thing, the vendor can then only choose you. What you've actually done is given the vendor one choice, and that is to choose you based on your fee.
Because there's nothing else to choose on.
There's nothing else to choose on, right? So you've put yourself, let's say if we take an analogy of eggs, right? You've put yourself into a basket of eggs. The only thing that the vendor can do if they're really hungry is choose the biggest egg, right?
Yep.
What you should be doing is making yourself the red egg. What does that mean? Right, the red egg is different. It's completely different. It's in a different basket. The vendor now has a choice. Do I have the red egg or one of those eggs? Okay. But also, what you should have done in the meantime is explain to them why red eggs are good. You know, or find out what they want from their egg, maybe.
Showing value.
Yeah.
Showing what you're worth.
Yeah.
Same reason why an Audi A3 is 19 grand and a Golf is 16 grand and a Skoda is 14 grand. It's the same bloody car.
Yeah.
But I keep banging on about this. Audi proved they're worth the money.
Yeah. What they do, and what we could do is find the pain first, right? Or find out what the vendor actually wants.
The motivation, the reason.
The motivation, that's key.
Because there's a lot of people out there just go into the val and press play on the tape recorder.
That's right. They make those assumptions. The vendor wants a quick sale for the best price and wants to pay the lowest fee. If you've made those three assumptions already, you will always end up with the lowest fee. It's as simple as that. What we need to do is find out what the why is the vendor moving, what's their pain, how we overcome the obstacles in the way of that, and then deliver the pleasure, okay, of getting the desired result that they wanted, not what you assumed they wanted. So sorry if the bread egg thing was a bit confusing, but
at least it wasn't purple.
purple eggs are just as good. But what I meant by that is, you know, just differentiating yourself, but you must also, on top of that, find out why they want to eat an egg in the first place. That's key, right? Maybe we shouldn't have gone down the egg road.
No, that was good analogy. And that's the way. Ask the questions, don't assume, and prove worth.
Prove worth, yeah, for sure. But it's difficult, you know, it's difficult because you're in the moment. You the only thing you've got to prove worth is I did this, we did that, blah, 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 blah.
But hence why you say you've got to prove it before. And after, if you can't close
before, during, and after. Or after, depending on where we are in the UK. But definitely, you know, before is key. And that time between booking the appointment and actually arriving at the appointment is a portion that
it's probably more important than the free val itself.
It is more important than the free val itself. Mm. Like I said, the free val itself is really just the cherry on the top. You know, your job as a company and as a NEG and as a branch manager and whoever else is to put that valuer in a position where they've just got to sign the contract. That's it. It should already be listed by that point. It's theirs to lose. Okay?
You heard it here first. Thanks, Chris.
No problem.